This is Mythofiction, a world of fantastic tales inspired by Indian mythology and folklore. Today's story is the fourth episode of the Yugantar series. It is called The Deva Order.
Kripalu, Kripalu, wake up, Kripalu.
Sire, I can't move, I can't see.
Don't move, Kripalu. Try to stay still. This whole place has come down. Let me try to get someone. Someone to help.
Sire, what is that sound, sire? That sound, it's is that a god, sire? Tell me, is that a deva?
Yes, Kripalu, it's Indra, the keeper of lightning, lord of storms.
Oh, blessed be, praised be, praised be the gods. Praise Indra, what does he look like, sire?
He's large, Kripalu, about three times my size. He has no face, no flesh even. An armor filled with bright white fire. He shakes the ground with each step he takes, which is strange because his feet don't exactly touch the earth. His each movement creates a sound, as if his armor is struggling to contain him, vibrating to match the incredible strength of his fiery body.
How beautiful, how mighty. Praised be, praise the gods, praise Indra the...
Kripalu, don't. It's all right. Try not to move. Let me see if I can...
Vedas, we need to talk.
My lord Indra, your servant bows before you.
Heed my words, Vedas. We have been...
Apologies, my lord, but this man here is... He's in great pain and he needs help.
What man? Where? I see. Why is he lying there under all that rubble? And what is wrong with this place? Look at all these people lying around.
He's dying, my lord.
What was that, Vedas?
He's not lying around, my lord. He's dying. Some of these others are also dying, if they're not dead already.
How curious. Do mortals do this often? Do they often just decide to die in large numbers, in public places?
What? No. Why would they? What is wrong with... No, my lord. They do not. There was an explosion here and, the upper floor collapsed and fortunately the ground floor was mostly empty and now all these people are...
An explosion? What kind of an explosion? Do you think it was the Dominion? Are they violating the terms of the...
No, my lord. It was you, actually. Your landing. I think you landed too close to the building. The shockwave from your...
My landing? I brought about this destruction? I suppose it couldn't have been helped.
I'm sure you didn't mean it, my lord.
Of course I didn't. There wasn't much time to calibrate the transporter and focus the beam. And I had to get here in a hurry. Also... Mortals are mortal, so frail, and they break so easily. I can't be expected to.
As I said, my lord, I'm sure you didn't mean it. Now, if you could just... This man is in some pain.
Right. Let me see. I'll just get this rubble out of the way and... Human insides are fascinating, really. So much red and such smells. It's all very...
My lord, can you do anything for him? Can you heal him?
These things, they don't live very long, Veerdas. And this one is pretty old for a Manav. You seem to be very fond of him, but...
Prabhu! Indradev! Praise be upon you and all the... There is no one luckier than I in all the...
There, my child. You are with me now. Nothing to fear. No need to pray anymore. Be still. Close your eyes and let me take your pain away.
Prabhu, your hand, my chest, it burns. Sire!
Kripalu, no.
It is done. He will suffer no more, Veerdas.
You killed him.
It was the only way, Veerdas. He had to be put out of his misery. Veerdas? You will answer when spoken to, Gandharva.
Yeah. Yes, my lord.
Now, we have wasted enough time on silly matters. I have been sent to ask you about the Rakshas Prajapati. Are you paying attention, Veerdas?
Yes, my lord.
Did you or did you not speak to him earlier this evening at your desk in the immigration office?
I did, my lord.
Why did you not alert us about this? Why did you let Devbhumi's greatest enemy just walk into a public building and leave as easily as he had entered?
My lord, he was just there to talk. He wasn't hurting anyone. I saw no reason to...
Let me tell you something I have noticed, Veerdas. And I am not the only one in Chandrika to think this way. 6 years ago, at your trial, we all watched you take full responsibility for your actions. You had lost the Chosen One to the Dark Lord. Your entire team had betrayed you, and us. And yet, you blamed no one but yourself.
It was my mission. Its failure was my failure, my lord.
If every Gandharva thought the way you think, Veerdas, your team would not have crossed over to the Rakshas Dominion that night. The reason you were not executed for your failure that night is that the Pantheon still considers you a valuable asset. We understand you are a good man who will do the right thing if only he is given a chance.
I am grateful, my lord, for everything the Pantheon has done for me and my family. I am happy to serve Devbhumi in whatever capacity I can, even if that means working from behind a desk in the immigration office.
The Pantheon is of the view, Veerdas, that your skills can be put to better use.
I don't understand, my lord. Am I getting my commission back?
Not really, Veerdas. Tell me, what did the Dark Lord want to talk to you about?
He was there to... He actually came to offer me a job.
That is what we heard.
I beg your pardon, my lord, but who told you this?
The Pantheon knows all, Virdas.
I see, but how exactly...
Prabhas told us.
Prabhas? Prabhas from accounting?
He does sit right next to you, does he not?
Yes. Yes, my lord, he does.
Do not be disappointed, Virdas. Devbhumi is full of Gandharvas like Prabhas, unworthy of trust. We wish we had more like you, but it seems you are our only hope.
Your only hope, my lord?
This job the Dark Lord offered you.
I said no, my lord. I have no intention of joining him or traveling to the Rakshas Dominion.
No, Virdas. We want you to accept. We want you to take the job he has offered and travel to the Rakshas Dominion.
Why, my lord? Why would you... You want me to get the Chosen One back?
The Dark Lord seems to trust you. He seems to consider you a friend for some reason. If there is anyone who can do this, it is you.
My lord, if there is any other way, I mean, there must be someone else.
You started this, Virdas, and you will end it. You think we haven't tried to find the Chosen One? You think we would be sending a disgraced officer on a mission such as this, if there was any other way? Our best scanners failed to track the Dark Lord. The Rakshas capital itself is a mess of jumbled signals on our screens.
My lord, if the Dark Lord is such a threat, why not just...
That's enough, Virdas. The Pantheon will not explain itself to you. You are to leave for the Dominion at once. I believe you know the way.
Yeah. Yes, my lord. With your blessing.
You have my blessing, Virdas. Bring back the Chosen One and restore order to this world as well as to your own life. Soldiers do not belong in the immigration office.
Yes. Yes, my lord. My lord, how will I... Once I have found the boy, where am I to take him? How am I to...
Discreetly, Virdas. But if you find that impossible, here, catch. Carry this with you at all times.
A pen?
It's a Sandeshak, Virdas. A locator. Something we use to send transport requests to Chandrika. Single use, I'm afraid, because of whatever interference the Rakshasas are running to block our scanners. But you will only have to use it once. After you find the child, if you find yourself without an escape, turn the clip 3 times and press the button. We will beam you out.
I understand, my lord.
And one more thing, Virdas. You don't need to worry about your family. They will be safe here, in Devbhumi, under my care, until you return the Chosen One to us.
You just listened to episode 4 of Yugantar on Mythofiction. It was written and produced by Vijayendra Mohanty. If you like this story, please share it with your friends and consider leaving a review of the show on Apple Podcasts or any podcast platform of your choice. You can find all the links at mythofiction.com. If you want to say hi on social media, our handle is Mythofiction. That's MYTHOFICTION on Twitter as well as Instagram. Mythofiction is available on all major podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and others. The links can all be found at mythofiction.com. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thank you for listening. Mythofiction will be back in 15 days with the next chapter, taking you deeper into the world of Yugantar.